Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 3 of the New Japan podcast on the unofficial WWE Podcast Network feed. I am your host, as always, Zach Downing, and thank you guys for coming back to listen to episode 3. I know I'm coming at you a little sooner than I usually would, but with World Tag League and the Best of the Super Junior going at the same time, there is a lot of shows that I have to get through in a week, and I just didn't think that I would have time to watch them all before I recorded for you guys. So I emailed Matt and asked him if I could kind of split the shows up a little bit, and he said that was okay. So I think what I'm going to do is, I'm recording right now on Wednesday night. I think I'm going to have this one released tomorrow, so Thursday, when you guys will be hearing this, and I might do one at the end of the week. With the tournaments running simultaneously, there's just so many shows, and it'll be really hard to recap 7 shows in one show. So I wanted to get a recording out in the middle of the week, and on today's recording we'll go over the New Japan of America that happened this past Friday, and we'll also go over the first 3 shows, and it was 2 shows of Super Junior and 2 shows of World Tag League. And now remember, the first night they ran together, and now they're going to do every other event until the last 2 nights, and then they will go back together again. So I know it's kind of confusing, like I said in last week's show, but we'll get through it. And as always, you can always reach out to me if you have any questions about it. So we're just going to go ahead and dive right in here. So the first night was in Aichi, and that was on the 15th. And this was the night that they all ran together. Both tournaments ran on the same night. So yes, it was 10 matches. But shockingly, for a 10-match card, it only went about 3.5 hours, so I'm kind of glad, not kind of glad, I'm really glad that it wasn't super long. I was expecting it to be definitely over 4 hours. But as usual, I will go to Cage Match here and get the times for you guys, and then we'll start breaking down the matches here. So the first night, we had Chase Owens and Bad Luck Fale in a World Tag League match versus Tori Yano and Tomohiro Ishii. Yano and Ishii ended up going over in 5 minutes and 35 seconds. I thought it was a pretty decent match, and actually the ending was pretty funny. Yano pinned Fale with Chase Owens on top of him, so... Yeah, you heard that right. One guy on top of another guy on top of another guy, and they got the pin. So that was our first match. Our second match was Yuya Uemura, the young lion that substituted for Kanemaru, versus Master Wato, with Wato going over in 4 minutes and 14 seconds. You know, like I said last week, I don't think Urimura is going to really get very many wins. It would actually shock me if he got one win. Just basically how New Japan is with the Young Lions and how they don't usually get a lot of wins unless it's against another Young Lion. So I wasn't really shocked to see Wato go over there. Our next match was back to Tag League. And it was the Empire, Great O'Khan, and Jeff Cobb. And, hey, I'm going to give myself a pat on the back. I told you guys last week I thought it was Jeff Cobb that would be the mystery partner. Turns out it was. So I'm going to give myself props for that one. So it was Jeff Cobb and Great O'Khan defeating Tanahashi, Hiroshi, and Toa Hanare in 2 minutes 28 seconds. This was just pure domination by the Empire. You can tell their first match out, they probably wanted them to be booked, you know, strong, so it was just total domination. O'Khan hit the eliminator on Tanahashi, and then Cobb hit the tour of the islands on Hanare and the pin. It was real, real quick match, and you could tell it was being booked as such to make the team, the new faction, seems strong. So, because keep in mind, you know, New Japan has a few factions, but they haven't had a new one since 2015, so they are not a promotion that just starts groups for the sake of it. So, you know, they want to start the Empire out on a high level, and they did that with basically like a squash match. Our next match was back to Super Junior. Robbie Eagles defeating Doki in 10 minutes, 35 seconds. With Robbie Eagles hitting a 450 splash into the Ron Miller special, which is, it's kind of like a figure four, kind of, but with like a variation and stuff like that. I thought Eagles looked really good for, you know, not being in Japan or in the promotion in 9 months. He looked like he honestly didn't miss a day training or anything. I thought he was real impressive, and I'm not shocked he went over here. So our next match, back to Tag League again, Yoshihashi and Hirooki Goto versus Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr., the current IWGP Tag Team Champions. Sabre Jr. rolled up Yoshihashi in 10 minutes and 29 seconds. You know, I thought this was a pretty good match. I was kind of already exposed to it, and you, those of you out there that watch New Japan regularly, you would have just saw this match right before the tournament started on the Road 2 show, so you kind of already got an idea. These four are pretty good together in the ring, so it wouldn't shock me if we see this match again down the line. Match number 6 was back to Super Junior. Sho defeating Bushi with the Shock Arrow. And that match was, you know, pretty back and forth. I thought Sho looked good, and, you know, he was my pick, if you remember last week, to win the Super Junior tournament, and I'm feeling pretty confident about that, and we got off to a good start here with 2 points. Next match, back to Tag League again. Evil and Yujiro versus Sonata and Shingo. And it was a typical Bullet Club match. A lot of interference, low blows into the nuts, and then Evil hit the Everything is Evil on Sonata to get the pin in 12 minutes and 20 seconds.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It was, you know, as I said, it was just a typical Bolt Club match. Just too much interference and too many nut shots. And, I mean, if you took a shot every time there was interference or a nut shot in a Bolt Club match, you'd be passed out in 5 minutes. It's just too much interference. And that's all I got to say about that. So next match we had Taguchi versus El Desperado, with Taguchi going over in 12 minutes 35 seconds with the roll up after another roll up. So El Desperado rolled up Taguchi and Taguchi flipped it around into a roll up. I thought this match was pretty good. They each got in their spots. Taguchi had the ankle lock on and Despy was really working his knee, working Taguchi's knee over. But yeah, Taguchi ended up going over. And you know, I said it last week, you know, Taguchi's the elder statesman, but every year he's in it right to the end, and it's not going to shock me if that's the case here, especially since it's just a single block. He might pick up a few wins that you didn't honestly think that he would pick up. So our semi-main was G.O.D., Gorillas of Destiny, Tangaloa, Tama Tonga versus Finn Juice, David Finley, and Juice Robinson, with Finn Juice going over in 16 minutes and 42 seconds with the Doomsday Device. Basically, it's a clothesline off the top rope off of the other guy's shoulders. So, pretty sweet finisher. And I thought this was the match of the night for as far as Tag League was concerned. Really good match. They had a really good match at Wrestle Kingdom too, so I wasn't shocked that this match was good. And then the main event, I thought, was probably, actually, I'll change my mind. I think the main event was probably the best match on the show, with Hiromu Takahashi beating Tajay Ishimori in 20 minutes and 6 seconds with the time bomb. This match, I don't think it was as good as their Jingu match that happened in August, but I would say that it was still a fairly decent match, and especially for, you know, being the main event, I thought it held up for sure. So that was our first night. So with that, I would think I would give this show about a 6 or 7 out of 10. You know, for an opening night, it wasn't bad, and I know they're rushing around and trying to get stuff in before, you know, since COVID kind of shut everything down. So I thought, you know, for it being the first show and having 10 matches, I thought it was just fine. Our next show I will break down is Only World Tag League, and that was on the 16th. In Ishikawa, when our first match was Gabe Kidd versus Yota Tsuji, with Tsuji going over with a Boston Crab in 7:36. Your typical Young Lion match. I thought it was good for what it was, and I've seen these two face off a billion times, so this was nothing, you know, shocking by any means. So I don't have much to say about the Young Lions match. The second match was Gorillas of Destiny defeating the other Bullet Club faction of Bad Luck Fale and Chase Owens in 10:07 with a Sharpshooter Scorpion Deathlock on Chase Owens. So I think the thing about this match was, is you would have thought a Bullet Club match, it probably would have maybe have been a clean match since they are both from the same faction, but that was not the case. The G.O.D. came out and attacking Chase Owens right away, and I think Chase acted like he was surprised. I definitely wasn't. if there's anything I know about Bullet Club is, you know, they look out for their own sometimes, but when it comes to the big prize and what they want to win, then it's everybody for themselves. So I definitely wasn't shocked that what the finisher was, and it wasn't shocking to me that they never really got along during the match at all. So our third match was Hirooki Goti and Yoshihashi defeating the Empire of Great Okan and Jeff Cobb in 1341 with a roll-up on Great Okan as the finish. You know, this was a pretty good match. I was kind of shocked that Empire didn't go over here. They're not going to win them all, though. Nobody does. And, you know, Tag League or Super Junior, you take losses along the way. So it wasn't that I was shocked that they lost because nobody loses. It's just, you know, I just thought with it being a new group that you would kind of want to stack a few wins on top of one another. But, you know, the loss doesn't hurt them by any means. Yoshihashi's been wrestling some of his best wrestling this year, probably in few years, probably, and Goto's always steady, so not a bad loss by any means. Our next match was another faction of Bullet Club, Evil and Yujiro, defeating Finjuice, David Finlay, and Juice Robinson on 12-11, with Everything is Evil on Finlay from Evil, and I was shocked on this one, too. I wouldn't have picked you guys probably heard me the first week I recorded when I did a preview, which would have been last week. I didn't think that Evil and Yujiro would win too many matches because Yujiro only won one match in the G1, and he's usually a pretty big pin eater for the faction overall. So I was very shocked to see them win their first two matches, and they're one of the leaders at 4 points right now. And I don't know, you know, you do see this sometimes though, where they get the wins at the beginning and then they kind of steady off, and they might only win like one or two for the rest of the tournament. So this could just be a hot start, and it could kind of teeter down, which is what I'm thinking is going to happen. I think Gato is trying to swerve us a little bit and try to make them look real legit. But I think after these first couple of shows, we're going to start to kind of see a level out there as far as point totals are concerned. Our semi-main was LIJ faction team of Sonata and Shingo defeating Chaos, Tomohiro Ishii, and Yano in 12-24 with a figure eight roll up on Yano from Sonata. It's a pretty sweet drop roll up. I wasn't shocked to see Sonata and Shingo go over here. They lost the first match, so I figured they were going to pick one back up here, and Ishii and Yano don't lose nothing because, you know, they won their first match as well. So I thought it was a pretty good match, and I wouldn't say it was like perfect from a semi-main, but for what it was fine. And then the main event was Dangerous Techers of Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. defeating Hiroshi Tanahashi and Toa Hanare in 19 minutes 37 seconds with the Zack Mephisto. So this was a very, very, very good match. Sabre and Taichi were working over Tana's knees basically the whole match, and really wearing him down, so I wasn't shocked that he was outside the ring and was basically useless to Hanare at during the match and stuff. So it wasn't shocking to me that they were able to hit the Mephisto, and the ref probably could have counted to 10, and Tana would have never shown up. He was injured and off the side of the ring, and yeah, so I thought it was a great main event. I thought it probably definitely between that match and the Finjuice and Evil Yujiro match, I would say were probably the two best matches on the show. You know, overall, I'd probably give this one maybe like a 5 or 6 out of 10. I'm not big on star ratings, but, you know, I'll rate the shows because I know some people like to have like an opinion of what the, you know, somebody thinks and stuff like that. So I would rate this one probably a little lower than the first show, but for what it was, it wasn't bad.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And then our last show here before, and like I said, I'm recording this on Wednesday night, and they do have a show Thursday morning, and I will go over that card, and I'll go over the other cards before I record probably again this weekend. And I'll just pick who I think's going to win, and I won't get too deep into it because I don't want to keep you guys here too long, but we'll do that at the end. So the last show was today on the 18th, which was a Super Junior show in Cork and Hall. Our first match was Satoshi Kojima and Tomaki Hanma defeating Gabriel Kidd and Yuji Nagata in 8:24 with Kojima hitting a lariat on Kidd. Not shocking to see a young lion take the pinfall here. That's usually what happens in these four-man tags where there's one young lion. So just your, you know, typical young lion and elder statesman of New Japan match. Nothing really to say there. Second match was Yuya Uemura defeated by Bushi in 9:57 with the spinning variation of the Codebreaker by Bushi. Pretty sweet move, just a spinning Codebreaker. And again, like I said, I don't expect Yuya Uemura to win any matches, but with, you know, COVID and stuff, they probably couldn't get a last-minute replacement, so substituting him in for experience is good for him, and it's good for the other competitors as far as, you know, it's an easy 2 points. I don't really know how else to say it, but, you know, it's an easy 2 points. The third match was Master Wato defeating Robbie Eagles in 12:37 with the Tenzan DDT into an RPP off the top rope. This was a great match. Out of all the matches, I think this one was my favorite. Just a lot of kicks and enziguris, and both guys were really getting in their spots. This was, honestly, this was probably the match of the tournament for me, which is crazy to think for it being the third match on the card. But I thought these two were really impressive. Wato was coming along great, which is nice, and Robbie Eagles looked great even in a loss. So definitely this is definitely my match of the tournament of what I've saw so far. Our next match is Sho defeating Doki in 16:26 with two shock arrows. So this was a pretty crazy ending too. This was one of the longer matches on the card. Actually, it was the second longest, and it wasn't even the semi-main or the main. So I thought this was a good match as well. I thought it was pretty, I thought it made Doki look good that he kicked out of one shock arrow, which is Sho's finisher, and then got hit with another one before he was, you know, down 1-2-3. So I think that's a good thing to do, because that doesn't make Doki look bad, and it keeps him strong, because he's not one I expect to get a lot of points, and he's not one that I think is going to be anywhere near the top in the standings. So that's another thing. I will go over the standings with you guys as well after we finish breaking down this card. And then after I break down this point standings, we'll go through the cards before I record again for you guys. So the semi-main was Taguchi versus Ishimori, with Ishimori winning with a roll-up in the tights. And so the ending of this match was hilarious. So Ishimori was pulling Taguchi's tights, and he pulled his pants down, and his half, basically all his butt was hanging out. It was so freaking funny. And the funniest part was Taguchi kept his pants down, so the whole crowd seeing his butt, and you know, they're not supposed to really make any noises and stuff, because, you know, they don't want, you know, probably droplets coming out of people's mouth if they're audibly cheering and stuff. So, excuse me, had to get a drink. So, I think, you know, it was probably really hard for them not to laugh. So, I did hear a bunch of laughter in the crowd, which is, you know, it's nice. You know, a lot of people are struggling right now with this, you know, stuff. And I'd imagine that most of them are just happy that they can go see wrestling in person, because, you know, we can't really do that here unless some of you guys go to independent shows or something like that. So, you know, I thought that was really nice that you could hear some laughter and stuff, and that Taguchi made people laugh. And I hope none of those people got in trouble for laughing, because I gotta be honest, if I was there, I probably would have been dying. So so I really hope that nobody got in trouble for that. And I'm glad that, I'm in a weird way, I'm glad it happened, because, you know, we all need a little laughter, especially right now. So our final match, the main event, was El Desperado and Hiromu, with El Desperado winning with the stretch muffler submission. But after Desperado had the ref taken out on the exposed turnbuckle, and he hit Hiromu's leg with three chair shots before he put Hiromu in the stretch muffler. So I am honestly curious to see how Hiromu will do with the rest of this tournament. With, I'm going to assume this is, it looked like a pretty serious leg injury, you know, with the chair shots and then the stretch muffler. So I'm thinking that, you know, I'm interested to see how this is going to be the rest of the tournament, as far as what's going to happen with how Hiromu's going to look. And, you know, this win, cheating or not, is really going to elevate, you know, Despy, because that's a big win for him. So, and it seems like Hiromu can't get over Desperado or Suzuki-gun in general. So that was the shows up until today. So with that being said, I will pull up our group standings here quick. So with our Best of the Super Juniors, with two events in the books, we have two leaders at four with Wato and Sho. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people at two: Taguchi, Robbie Eagles, Hiromu, Takahashi, Bushi, El Desperado, and Tajay Ishimori. And we have 2 at 0 with Uemura and Doki. So, you know, hard to really say where this is going this early, but, you know, I did pick Sho to win last week, and he's looking strong at 4 already, and I'm very shocked to see Wato at 4 already, and not shocked to see Umar at 0, like I said, and not really shocked to see Doki at 0 either. So that is those standings. And next, we will go to the World Tag League standings. We have two groups at 4, two tag teams at 4 in the lead, with Taichi and Zack, which current, you know, tag team champions, and Evil and Yujiro. And like I said, I'm not going to get into it too much, but very shocked that Yujiro and Evil are tied for the lead. But it's early, and like I said, it's not going to shock me if their decline starts to kind of go down here as we get moving through the tournament.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams at 2. Juice and Finley, Finn Juice, Goto and Yoshi, Ishii and Yano, Takagi and Sanada, Tama and Tonga, G.O.D., and Okan and Cobb. And we have 2 teams at 0. Tanahashi and Hanare and Fale and Chase. So, you know, again, too early. We'll see where it goes, but not shocked to see Taichi and Zack at 4. Very shocked to see Evil and Yujiro at 4. And I'm not shocked that Juice and Finlay are right there. So, again, a little early, but, you know, nice to update the standings for you guys. Next thing we will do is New Japan of America that went down on Friday. And I'll just go over these quick because I'm going to run through the future cards with you guys. So we had Adrian Quest and Alex Zane going over ACH and Blake Christian in 7 minutes 12 seconds. And then we had Tom Lawler defeating Fred Rosser in 11:13 by a submission. And then we had Brody King, Juice Robinson, and Carl Fredericks beating the Bullet Club faction of Chase Owens, Jay White, and Tangaloa in 9:51. And then we had Tama Tonga versus PJ Black, with Tama Tonga beating PJ in 10:38 with a gun stun. Nothing really stood out to me. Like I said, I do like New Japan of America. It's, you know, a good way to build future stars for the promotion, so you should definitely still watch it. I'll go over the card for this Friday quick. First match, we have Clark Connors in the DKC versus Sterling Regal and Logan Regal, the Regal Twins. So this match actually took place on Strong. I want to say it was a few, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and the Regal Twins went over, so I wouldn't be shocked if Connors and DKC go over there. Then we have Rocky Romero versus Russ Taylor. I've been really impressed with Russ Taylor. He was in the ROH Pure Championship, and he's been on Strong a few times. I think a company should definitely snatch him up. He's got a lot of talent, and if New Japan don't swipe him up soon, it wouldn't shock me if he was someplace else here really soon. I think Rocky will go over there. Then we have Cobb versus JR Kratos. You know, this is kind of building off their feud they had a week ago or so in the tag team. And then the main event is Kenta versus David Finlay for the Right to Challenge briefcase. Seeing how this was pre-taped before G1 and all that stuff, and the briefcase is perfectly fine, whereas Kenta has the case now, it's, you know, torn to shreds. Kenta's gonna win. You know, I don't think they really thought that through too good, you know, with it being pre-taped, but yeah, Kenta will win, unless he loses and then won it back before he came back to Japan, which is also, you know, could be possible. So you'll have to tune in and find out. Lastly, before I let you guys go here, I'm just going to go over the future cards, because there is a show tomorrow in Tokyo, or Korakuen Hall, and the first match is Hanma and Kojima versus Tsuji and Nagata. I expect Hanma and Kojima to go over here again, probably with a pin over Tsuji. The next match is a tag league match. It's tag league this day, so it's Cobb and Okan versus Owens and Fale. I expect Cobb and Okan to go over there. Third match is Hanare and Tanahashi versus Finlay and Juice. I expect Finn Juice to win there. Fourth match is G.O.D. versus Evil and Takahashi. G.O.D. will end the evil juggernaut there. The semi-main is Yoshihashi and Hirooki Goto versus Yano and Ishii. I'm going to say that Ishii and Yano win here and go to 4 points. I think that one might be my shocker there. Then our sixth match is Sonata and Shingo, our main event, versus Dangerous Tuckers. I'm going to say Sonata and Shingo will win there. I know that might be kind of crazy, but the tag champs are going to have to take a L sooner or later, so this one might be an early one. Alright, back to our schedule here. Maybe I can try to record on Sunday night after the third show, but our second show is on Friday. It's Hanma and Kojima versus Gabriel Kidd and Yuji Nagata. Again, I suspect Hanma and Kojima to go over the Young Lion. Then this is Super Junior Day, so we have Uemura versus El Desperado. El Desperado will win. Ishimori versus Doki. I expect Ishimori to win. Taguchi versus Wato. This one's interesting, and it could go either way, but I'll go with Taguchi to give Wato his first loss. The next match we'll have Show versus Robbie Eagles, and yes, I did pick Show to win, but I think Robbie Eagles goes over there. Then our main event is Hiromu versus Bushi, and depending on Hiromu's leg, if he's really selling that leg, I'll say Bushi will win, but it wouldn't shock me if he's selling the leg and he makes a big comeback and Hiromu beats Bushi, so that one's kind of a toss-up. And then we are off on Saturday and back at it on Sunday, and Sunday's show is Hanma and Kojima again versus Tsuji Nagata. Hanma and Kojima, sound like a broken record, we'll win there. This is Tag League again. Sonata and Shingo versus Chase Owens and Fale. I expect Sonata and Shingo to win there. Tanahashi and Hanare versus Yoshihashi and Hiroki Goto. I'm going to say Tanahashi and Hanare get their first win there. Then we have Yano and Ishii versus Yujiro and Evil. I'll say that's a tough one too. I'm going to say Ishii and Yano win again. I might be giving that team too much credit, but we'll find out. And then semi-main, this will be a good one. Finn Juice versus the Empire, Okan and Cobb. I will say Cobb and Okan will win. They'll beat Finn Juice. And then our main event, Dangerous Techers, Saber Jr. and Taichi versus G.O.D. That match is going to be phenomenal. That is going to be a really good match. And I'm going to say the tag champs go down again to G.O.D. And with that, that is your three-event review. I'm hoping to get some feedback from you guys or email or questions or whatever here soon. I know this is kind of new, so I'm not expecting too much right off the bat, but if you could give us a like and review of the show on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get it, that would be much appreciated. And thanks again for listening, and goodbye, and sayonara.